What does it mean to defer to legitimate authority, which Proudhon tells us is in us, an earth gift? A gift! Is it a gift to coast along on unseen winds with no knowledge of them, clueless, blindfolded? I hate it. Proudhon says we're given reason, the power of reflection, so we can make our movement, what we do in the world, conscious. But when reason can't grasp a thing, because that thing is beyond it, it's very frustrating. Reactions vary depending on circumstances. In these discussions, under the guidance of Alice, we've come to see that when an infant is treated abusively, ignored, manipulated sadistically, made to perform to receive the attention and love which is his or her birthright, it's extremely confusing for the child. Quoting from our September 20th, 2015 show, Regaining Our Certainty, we lose our certainty through this process, this confusion that we experience when treated abusively, because we start out big and confident and raring to go. And then we get blasted with all the confusing messages and the unhappiness that we see around us. And it sets us on a path, a lifetime course, to try to understand what is going on. That's what I mean by wasted life, a sacrifice imposed by power, regardless of station. All of us have our lives wasted when we're not allowed to confront the truth, the reality of what's going on with us and with our brothers and sisters all over the world. This is a global system, and it's only when we confront that openly and honestly with each other that we begin to, in our living authentically, begin to make of our lives what they were meant to be, growing our gifts as we're meant to. Our gifts are for each other, for helping each other get bigger, to release our energy, to get free of those who want to make use of us and the planet, and to start realizing our inherent freedom, is what we said 2.5 years ago. Wasted life. I knew only a fraction of the full truth then about wasted life. We devoted a recent show to trying to understand what Prince's sacrifice requires of us in this moment, and the new terms for our resistance opened up by it. Quote from that show of December 31, 2017. Everything has changed in the conditions of our resistance, or has it? The last authentic resistance Prince accepted in the U.S., authentic in the sense of being based in an accurate analysis of the true threat, which is global power, was Occupy. And that got shut down quick. That result required us to use our earth gift of reflection and to rethink resistance. It's really not complicated at all understanding this continued holding pattern in hell we're stuck in. It's just about power for millennia and what it does. It prevents us from using our reason by boxing it up as a category of human endeavor, not us, but rather assigned to the betters, while teaching us to bow down before it. We excluded from entry. And as Popper points out in a key Plato lesson to rulers, quote from Popper, to tell men they are equal has a certain sentimental appeal. But this appeal is small compared with that made by a propaganda that tells them they are superior to others and that others are inferior to them. Are you naturally equal to your servants, to your slaves, to the manual worker who's no better than an animal? The very question is ridiculous. Plato seems to have been the first to appreciate the possibilities of this reaction and to oppose contempt, scorn, and ridicule to the claim to natural equality. Unquote from that show. Tortured children will give up, and this is of course not conscious and so not by choice, give up their power of reflection in exchange for being seen by authority, in exchange for being told they are special, superior to others. This is the state manipulating their psyches by means of the parent as deputy. A lot of crime is justified, quote unquote, by these techniques. This is an old dynamic that we needed Alice to explain. Alice, Proudhon, Nicola, Popper, Prince, gifts of grace, proofs or expressions of the perfect will of God.